Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
Today's cattle futures market bounced back here. We were up about $1.10 on the December live cattle at 129.95, gaining back some of yesterday's losses. The high today was 130.42, about 50 cents off of the high there. Here late in the day, we saw 126 bid, then 127 bid, and the latest I see is 128 bid on the live cattle in Kansas. So that ought to be supportive here to the December live cattle right now. February, the next month out, was up $1.32 at 135.22. And feeder cattle really came screaming back today. November feeders up 317, settling at 157.57. So today's high was higher than yesterday's high. You know, yesterday it sold off at $5 at one point. So gained all that back, and this would be kind of a reversal, but it was a reversal because we closed higher. January's did make new lows yesterday. Today we finished up $4.30 at 157.02. Then hogs down anywhere from $1 to $1.90. Really the big news, that 128 bid right now in Kansas. Box beef was up $1.54 in choice at 289.12. Select up $1.97 here at 266.36. So box beef, cash prices all supportive of the futures.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Want a good reason to quit tobacco? We'll give you four. One, think of all the things you can buy with the money you'll save. Two, you'll feel more energized as your heart and lungs heal. Three, you can really enjoy your favorite foods when your taste and smell come back. Four, quitting means more time with loved ones. Shape your future by living tobacco-free. For free help to quit, call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Today's grain futures were mixed. We had the corn down anywhere from 3 to 6 cents. December finished down 6 at 573. We've been trading some of that July of next year corn. It's been rallying here. People trying to secure the feed prices for the next 6 months or so using that contract. But today was down. The beans were up 7 to 9.5 cents, with November up 7 and a quarter at 1244. March beans up 8.75, 1267. Chicago wheat anywhere from 2 to 6 lower. Kansas City wheat down 4 to 8.5. December, Kansas City was 8.25 lower at 798.25. July was down 4.5 at 790.25. So we briefly hit $8 here in the front months. And then went lower, hit right at $8 for July with Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis was steady to one lower. Today's cotton futures were a little higher overnight, but we sold off throughout the day today. December cotton down 259 at 117.25. March is anywhere about 120 lower at 113.83. I've been hearing some pretty large cotton yields, anywhere from a bale and a half to 5 bales per acre in southwest Oklahoma. And that some really big yields on even dryland cotton this year. So it's a really good sign. Currently, the stock market is up about 120 in the Dow, 35,924.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis at 774-331-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.